Welcome to the Four Money Audio Commentary. This is David Four on Monday, the 13th of July, recording at 8:09 p.m., and that's British summertime. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets took some fairly big hits. They had held up well, as you probably know, and we had some top-testing rallies, or close to top-testing rallies, in terms of the June highs to date. What we saw today, as I say, were some big downward dynamics. Taiwan was typical. Japan fell quite sharply. That had not seen anywhere near as strong a performance as Taiwan, of course. And Japan, I think, was also influenced by the announcement of an election, the uncertainty that causes. And the KOSPI index, that's South Korea, that fell sharply. Indonesia, again, came back sharply. It's another one that had been very firm recently. But elsewhere, the European stock markets, which had been really dragged lower for the better part of a month, had some good rebounds here today, with gains of up to, let's see here, yes, up to 3% by the German DAX index. And Wall Street, now we've still got another 50 minutes or so to go before the close, but the Dow's been, after sort of an indifferent opening, the Dow has been really quite strong. And, well, the U.S. market, I should say, Dow's up 152, the S&P up 17.5, that's 2%, and it's back to 896, and similar performance by the NASDAQ here. Now, elsewhere, this is an interesting day. Elsewhere in the currency department, well, the dollar is a little bit weaker, having been a little bit stronger. But with stock markets firmer, at least in Europe and the USA, these precious metals have bounced back after some early selling here today. Not hugely, but gold bullion, for instance, is 920 right now. So that's up 7, and it had a low earlier today of 908. So again, firmer tone there, firmer tone in the industrial metals as well. Most of the industrial metals, I see zinc closed lower here today, but copper is up, and nickel is up for sure. Crude oil and unchanged here, just below that $60 level. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, those Asian stock markets are certainly due for more of a reaction and mean reversion phase. For days in these audios, I've been saying that the China leash effect was dragging a number of them higher. That's something it's likely to do over the longer term as well, but in the short term, with China accelerating upwards and the other Asian stock markets looking overextended for the most part, that they were susceptible to a further reaction and consolidation, quite possibly involving a reversion to the mean. That could take place in the form of either a lengthy ranging phase, sideways ranging phase, or it could take place in the form of a sharper reaction towards moving averages, which are beginning to rise. They're lagging indicators, of course. Now, with the European markets, we have a different situation, and that is that they really never completed base formations. They rallied back up to their October and November highs before running into some resistance. So they're prone to a lot of base formation extension here, and the question really is whether this occurs higher within the pattern or lower within the overall pattern. And it may vary somewhat amongst this group, despite its relatively high degree of commonality. Now, with these, incidentally, Owen and I have so often mentioned that the base formations that you see in the European stock markets are, and some others elsewhere, are of the type 2 variety. That's when you get an extreme reaction against the prevailing trend. The prevailing trend was downwards, albeit losing downside momentum from late October onwards. And then we had the explosive rally commencing in March. That's the extreme reaction against the prevailing trend. With those type 2s, as we've taught at the chart seminar for years and years, and many of you will have attended, the initial rally is explosive, then it goes into a tight step sequence ranging phase, then it gradually loses overall upward momentum, rolls over, and then goes into a partial retracement. Now, with those type 2s, that retracement can be anything from a quarter to a third, approximately, in other words, relatively shallow. Or it can, in some cases, go all the way back down and possibly even hit new lows, although I think that would be quite unlikely under the circumstances, despite fundamental economic concerns. But that ranging base formation extension is something that we've been forecasting, and it's something that has begun to show up on the charts as of early last month. Now, today is really quite interesting because a lot of these European stock markets showed upside key day reversals, and some of those were fairly significant. The one on the SMI is quite minor, but the one on the DAX is quite big. FTSE, it shows up clearly. Now, if there's any follow-through tomorrow, sometimes you can get a rogue signal, particularly when markets are in a trading range, and these markets are in a trading range, the base extension that I've referred to. So sometimes you can get a rogue signal. But if we see upside follow-through in Europe tomorrow that lasts through the close, I think that will be a further signal that we will see sideways to somewhat higher ranging over the near term, probably with the rallies capped by the highs that we saw in June, but the lows that we saw in here today also holding for at least the short term. Now, if it's a rogue signal, and as I say, occasionally we do get those, and one's more apt to get them within broader trading ranges, as we currently see, then if that's the case, then we are unlikely to see any upside follow through tomorrow beyond perhaps the opening, but not at the close. And markets will go back down and close beneath today's reaction lows. That would then open the door for a further test of underlying trading and a somewhat deeper reaction or correction during this base formation extension phase. Now, there's a lot of ranging going on in these markets. It's been a choppy but relatively low volatility environment and relatively light volume environment since these type 2 endings on the upside, these type 2 rallies lost upside momentum. So this is a tricky environment in which something can look weak one day and strong the next, and one really doesn't want to have too much aggressive exposure here in terms of trading positions overall. But now, moving on. One point I do want to make is, I had an email on this today, and people are talking about it in the office, and in some reports I've seen mention of it, all sorts of people are talking about head and shoulders top formations on a lot of these charts, including those of Wall Street and European stock market indices. Well, it takes a little bit of creative license to see this, but something we've said before on many occasions is that almost any ranging formation will have aspects of those of those patterns. Owen and I would be a lot more worried about it if we'd had a big multi-year bull market run, and then we're getting high volatility churning time and size, the type 3 top formation, rather than the little quiet shapes that we see on the charts at present. So I don't read too much into that. We feel that these stock markets are conforming to the script that we have outlined, and I hope that we'll continue to be able to stay ahead of the game in terms of anticipating what's going to be happening here. Now, a little bit of profit taking coming into the long-dated government bond markets, although not gilts today, but certainly on Wall Street against the background of this rally. And I think there'd be nothing more likely to check the rally in long-dated government bond futures than a rally in global stock markets, even if only a modest rally back up towards the range highs. Precious metals have been interesting. It's also been not quite white-knuckle stuff, but probably anxiety levels have been going up. I've been saying that gold, for instance, in the mid to low 900 region was in an accumulation zone. We've seen this all the way down to the low 900s in here. And silver has given up that whole big rally in coming back close to the $12 level. It got down to 1243 and a half here today before bouncing up. It's currently at 1279 on the September futures contract. So we've seen quite a pullback in these, and there's been this knee-jerk response to when the stock markets weaken, the dollar and the yen firm, and the precious metals come off, and vice versa. So with stock markets really being in the driving seat in terms of the influence on that and the currency, and I'm saying that the dollar and the precious metals taking their cue from the stock market moves. It's just a short-term linkage. I don't think that those relationships will last for all that long. Again, the dollar, which had been quite firm last week, is easier in here today. The precious metals, which had been just drifting steadily lower last week, are firmer in here today, and so are some of the industrial metals. But overall, it's a ranging environment. On the precious metals, I think that it's a big and long consolidation on schedule for a move to the upside in September and October, possibly a little later in the year. But that's what I'm still looking for. Crude oil, I don't think there's any doubt that we had at least a short-term, and well, it's already confirmed a short-term, but quite probably a medium-term peak up near the $73-$74 level for crude, and 60, maybe a little bit of psychological support around here, just as 70 was a little bit of psychological resistance. But I wouldn't be surprised if we saw crude range, and my guess is that we'll probably be in a $50 to 75 range for quite some time, possibly through the end of the year. And that would be favorable, particularly if it's closer to the 50 than the 75 level, be favorable for the global economy overall, give it a little bit more respite. Commodity inflation, I do expect to flare up again, but not until stock markets are discounting more than the illusory or mirage green shoots that that people have been talking about, when we can be more confident that a global economic recovery is on the cards, I would expect commodity prices to be firmer and also stock prices to be firmer. Meanwhile, I think that pretty well wraps it up here for another day, so I'll just say all the very best to all of you.